Brooklyn, 1944-45. After Hiroshima and surrender, I woke one night to a great noise and saw the sky turn white, then red. I ran to my parents, who were awake and talking in their bed, and yelled that they had dropped an atom bomb on Manhattan. Even at 8 years old, I knew the right direction from my war work. Father and I were masters of the deck of silhouettes for rooftop aircraft spotters. We quizzed each other, learning to distinguish the slender Messerschmitt from Mustang, all the Stukas, Heinkels, Junkers, tell the chunky Flying Fortress from the long Dornier bombers, and we all loved our daring modern ace, graceful, slim, the Lockheed Lightning with its twin booms. From the roof of our apartment house, we saw only the parachute jump in Coney Island and the sun-struck Empire State and Chrysler Towers. If we saw German planes, we never did. We could calculate their airspeed and know their payload of bombs. I kept a cool head as I shook in fear. They said it was a storm, thunder, lightning, and led me back to bed, but I knew my parents lied to pacify me. I stayed awake, heard the fearful murmur of their talk, and lay beyond comfort in the oncoming dawn.